And welcome back to the Lance Roberts Show. On the phone right now with me is Danielle DiMartino Booth. She is the president and CEO of Money Strong. I highly encourage you to get by her website, dimartinobooth.com. Read her latest articles. She is a brilliant writer, understands the inner workings of the Federal Reserve better than anyone else I know right now. So I can't recommend enough you get by our website, dmartinobooth.com. Read. You'll love. She's a great writer, too. She's very easy to read, so you'll enjoy it. Danielle, welcome back to the show.
Thanks again.
So just before the break, I left you hanging. And we talked about this issue with the economic cycles. We are 75, 76, 77 months, however you want to count it, since the last recession. We're running the third, fourth longest economic recovery in history with one of the lowest average rates of growth. Wall Street has come to this conclusion, at least it seems this way, that we have somehow ended economic cycles to a great degree. And so we should just all buy stocks because at zero rates, there's no other choice. Dangerous mindset or not?
Well, I'll tell you about how the prequel to this mindset ended, and that was called the Great Moderation. And that ended with the Great Financial Crisis. Mm-hmm. So, and that was the last. The Great Moderation was actually a formal term that insiders at the Federal Reserve attached to the notion that monetary policy had created this kind of nirvana experience that you're describing in the markets. And by the way, you forgot to say Happy May Day.
Oh, I did. Happy May Day.
Today marks the second longest bull market in U.S. history, the inception thereof.
That's right.
This is a very frightening way for people to approach a negative interest rate world, a zero interest rate world, thinking that, you know, I'm going to go pile into dividend paying stocks because CEOs don't want to cut their dividend. You know, that's true. Mm-hmm. I'll buy that. But by the same token, companies that are heavy dividend payers also happen to have this habit of buying their shares back. And by the way, borrowing. And they'll be much more apt to cut their share buybacks
right. Than
they will to cut their dividends. And the knife can cut both ways. So understand that just because a stock has a healthy dividend does not necessarily mean that if they reduce their share buybacks because they have to, that you won't have capital loss on the flip side.
Right. And that's a dangerous sentiment for a lot of people. They forget. It's like, oh, I'm getting 5% on this dividend stock. Well, great. You can still lose 20% in it. You know, wipe out four years of your dividends, and then there you go. You know, it's interesting. Over this weekend, I asked the question. I said, if you had $100,000 that you could invest in the bottom of the market in 2009, and you had to invest it and leave it alone and leave it until today, and you could choose between international indexes, emerging markets, small cap, mid cap, S&P 500, or just dividend yielding stocks, which one performed the best over that period of time? Dividend yielding stocks have outperformed every other index hands down since 2009. It just goes to show you the length of the dividend chase. And we now have companies that are trading at valuations, Johnson & Johnson, as an example, trading at valuations that normally you wouldn't expect a stock like Johnson & Johnson to be trading at. So, you know, to your point, there's a lot of danger for investors being built up. And of course, when we get into a recessionary environment, which is my question to you is potentially when that might occur, everything tends to go out baby with the bathwater, and that's where damage occurs. You know, you bring up a great point talking about the Great Moderation. I remember in 2007, I was writing about the coming recession was going to be at least as bad as the Great Depression, if not potentially worse, because of the subprime issues, etc. And this is when Ben Bernanke was famously saying, we're in a Goldilocks economy, nothing to worry about. We may have a little bit of a slowdown, but it'll all be fine. And, you know, we're hearing a lot of those same things, that same type of mentality today, that, you know, everything will be just fine. But as you said, things tend to wind up going awry at some point. Do you have an inkling of what the biggest potential risk might be out there? I mean, is it going to be another financial type credit crisis, or do you think it'll be something different this time?
Well, I tell you, there are some red flags that I'm seeing out there. One of them is it's not just speculative fervor. It is frantic speculation for whatever the next best thing is, whether it's Facebook and Amazon. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you're going to call, you know, if you're going to say the AF stocks, because it used to be the T-Fangs, but the rest of them fell out of bed.
Exactly.
So I don't know if it's those two stocks that are going to save us or the metals complex, because they've gone haywire over these past few weeks, or if it's the super long position on the yen. My point is, when you start to see speculation like this, it's never a good sign. And one of the most interesting reports I read overnight is that investors have begun to bid up sharply a synthetic index based on commercial real estate as compared to the actual underlying commercial mortgage-backed securities.
Well, nothing can ever go wrong when you do that. Danielle DeMartino Booth, she is with Money Strong, the CEO and president. Get by her website, demartinobooth.com. You need to read her work. She's very, very good. You'll enjoy it. Don't go away.